Fairbanks borough voters will consider a ballot proposition aimed at reducing wintertime fine particulate pollution. A public meeting on the proposition was held Monday. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the measure targets emissions from wood and coal-fired heaters.
Fine particulate pollution from smoke is on the rise in Fairbanks as more people heat with wood and coal instead of high-priced oil. That combined with cold air inversions, which trap smoke near the ground, have translated into health problems for people and motivated sponsors of Proposition 2. Healthy Air Now Committee Chairwoman Sylvia Schultz explained a key provision of the measure at the public meeting, a ban on coal-fired heating and outdoor wood boilers. Schultz cited a Coal Climate Housing Research Center study that identified wood boilers as a major contributor of smoke.
For example, if you took a neighborhood of 27 wood stoves like my own, and you had just one wood-fired hydronic heater, that hydronic heater would be making more smoke than the neighborhood of 27 indoor wood stoves.
Schultz quoted another study that shows over 50% of Fairbanks smoke coming from wood boilers and coal-fired heaters. Regular wood stoves would remain legal, but Proposition 2 would establish a visible emission standard based on smoke opacity coming out of a chimney, make it illegal to smoke out your neighbors, and up fines for offenders. Other provisions include expanded eligibility for the borough's existing heating appliance repair, removal, or replacement program, and add a tax credit to cover regular maintenance. Schultz said the goal of the ordinance is to efficiently improve local air quality.
To provide the most limited regulation on the fewest number of individuals to solve our problem that we have here at the lowest total cost.
Schultz and a panel that included borough academic and medical experts cited monitoring data that shows worsening winter air quality that sends more people to the hospital with heart and breathing problems. Downtown Fairbanks exceeded the Environmental Protection Agency fine particulate standard on 37 days last winter. Monitoring also pinpoints several other local pollution hotspots, including an area of North Pole nicknamed the Rectangle of Death. State Representative Tammy Wilson of North Pole is leading a group opposed to Proposition 2. Wilson questions the severity of the problem.
They're talking about the Rectangle of Death in North Pole, and I take that very personal. It's not a rectangle of death. I've got the data. We didn't exceed more than six times last year. So I don't know where they're getting their numbers from because they're not correct.
Wilson advocated for an influx of state dollars for the borough's heating appliance changeout program, which pays people to get rid of or fix older, inefficient units. Wilson says local non-punitive efforts, like one aimed at getting people to use clean, burning, dry wood, need to be given more time to bear results.
Education is coming through the borough with the split, stack, and store campaign. You also have the changeout program in which $3 million was given from the state to the borough so the changeouts could happen quicker. Then you have the state who is doing the enforcement. They are legally going after some of those who have been polluting, which is exactly the police powers that they have. The borough does not have that.
Wilson says it's wrong to ban wood boilers because newer models are more efficient and can be operated cleanly. The borough and state have to put together a plan by December 2012 to bring the Fairbanks North Pole area into compliance with EPA fine particulate regulations. Proposition 2 supporters cite the looming deadline, serious health issues, and possible impacts to transportation and military funding as reasons to take aggressive action now. Borough voters will consider Proposition 2 in the October 4th municipal election. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.